Citizens in the East Bolton area are opposed to the construction of two telecommunication towers that Bell Mobility plans to construct. On the line at 88.9 The Cube, I have April O'Donohue. She's the head of the Bolton Natural Heritage Committee. Is that right?
Well, pretty close. It's the Natural Heritage Committee of Patrimoine Bolton Heritage.
Can you fill us in on what's happening here?
Well, basically, we found out last fall that Bell was considering building these two huge towers, 30 stories high, you know, 300 feet on the mountainside in the most pristine and gorgeous area that's visible. These towers with their blinking lights on the top would be visible from across Lake Memphremagog. They're so tall.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bolton Pass. So one of them's in Bolton Pass, where all these cyclists and tourists drive through all the time and everybody else to go from Knowlton towards Mansonville. Picture the tallest fir tree that you have ever seen, and then it's five times taller than that.
Wow, that is tall.
That's really tall. So basically, when we found out that they wanted to do this, our first reaction was, oh, God, it's going to be ugly. It's going to ruin the environment around here, and that's why most of us on mountain live here, is because it's just so beautiful.
Right.
But then we started going on the internet and we're not anti-technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we were searching for what the effects are of these cell towers. And we found out a lot of stuff that really started to get us really upset and worried. Biggest worry for us is our health.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like huge cell phones. They basically talk to all the cell phones 24 hours a day in pulsing microwaves. And microwaves are considered dangerous to your health.
So what are some of the bad effects that could come from these towers?
Well, on the short term, people can get memory loss and headaches and all kinds of, I'd have to pull out all the effects. There are smaller effects, but tinnitus and all kinds of things.
Is that
like
right?
That. But on the longer term effects, the cellular change, it can affect your DNA. It causes cancer. They're finding clusters of cancer around cell phone towers all around the world now.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 4,000 studies on this topic, but at least 2,000 of them are saying it's very dangerous. And what's interesting is University of Washington did a little study of the studies, and they said that when you separate them by independent studies versus industry-funded studies, it's more like 75% say it's dangerous. Yeah,
yeah, so that's a real concern. And not only would it affect people, I would imagine, but as well nature?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two things that happen to nature. One is the huge towers have a whole network of guy wires, like not just two or three. We're talking up to 30 guy wires or more. And these guy wires, migrating birds crash into them, and it causes the death of 6.8 million birds in North America per year alone.
That is a lot.
And that's not counting the other impacts, because those same microwaves confuse their ability to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
So birds and bees and butterflies, basically our pollinators as well, they get confused and they get lost and they die and they leave their, they have less babies. There's all kinds of things. Audubon Society is worried about it. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say it's causing all kinds of habitat loss and reduced nesting and loss of population. There's tons and tons of information on the topic. But for some reason, we're not hearing a lot about it on the media. I'm really glad you're talking about it.
Yes, yes. So there is a sample letter that you have posted on your website. Maybe you want to tell us the address of your website?
Yeah, it's www.thecelltowers.org, thecelltowers.org. And in there, we've put up in English and in French all of the information we found, and we focused on really credible sources so that people don't have to sift through some
mm-hmm.
of this.
It's very easy to understand. It's very well laid out, that's for sure.
Yeah, and what they call the consultation process is really that they put a little notice in some little papers,
mm-hmm.
and they give 30 days for people to notice those little boxes and to write an email or a letter to them to say we're not happy about this. And we have 30 days to react, or else that's it. It gets rubber stamped by Industry Canada.
And I think the deadline is February 22nd?
It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
So basically, I would suggest that by Friday, people If they go to the website, we even have a sample letter to make it easy. We've got the email address of the person at Bell that we're supposed to write to, and we recommend highly that that people copy the other people. We put a whole bunch of addresses, the guys at Industry Canada and our elected officials. I think people need to know that there are people who care about this.
So what is the input from our elected officials on this?
Well, Pierre Jacob has been extremely supportive. He says he's getting tons and tons of citizens contacting him concerned about this. And speaking of which, we had a meeting last week where we invited citizens who were concerned to come and find out more. And the representatives from the citizens groups who are fighting towers in Frelisburg and Sutton Junction came. And we decided we're going to create a Eastern Townships-wide coalition. And we're inviting organizations and other citizens groups to contact us. They can through the website and say they want to be part of the coalition to say we care about this. I think Tourism Canton de l'Est should get behind it because it's the second most important industry in the Eastern Townships is tourism. And people come here because it's so gorgeous.
And it really does spoil the natural landscape, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it would have an effect on tourism.
Yeah, we're even getting letters from people in Europe who are saying, you know, we like to vacation in the Eastern Townships. Someone from Spain wrote to us yesterday, and she wrote to Bell and said what she thought.
Right. But on the other side of this, would it not, I mean, everybody and their uncle has a cell phone these days.
Yeah.
Is this necessary?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. There may be a pocket here or there in the townships that doesn't have cell phone coverage. That's not the case for East Bolton, where these two towers are proposed. We asked even the fire chief if the coverage was good around here, and they said yes. If anybody contacts us and says, I don't have cell phone coverage, I bet if we go with one of the 4G, the newer cell phones over there and test it, it probably works already, because there have been other towers put up at Mont Gouvain and other places. So Bell even admitted to us in an information meeting at the town hall that it wasn't about cell phone coverage for East Bolton. It was all about increasing the bandwidth so that people on their iPads can watch movies and things.
Okay.
And, you know, it's really convenient, and it's true everybody's got cell phones, but it's going to come out more and more about these health dangers. It's like the tobacco thing. For a long time, people thought it was safe, and now they're being told, after they were all addicted, they were told, by the way, it's going to kill you. We're getting addicted to this technology,
mm-hmm.
and we just have to use it with a grain of salt, use it when we need to, and be more careful and protect the kids. And these towers, you can't get away from. It's one thing to make a choice yourself to have wireless and cell phones in your house, but it's another thing to impose cell towers on people who don't want it.
Right. When is enough enough?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe in cities people want it, maybe. I don't know. I bet you in cities there's people who are worried about their health. But I think that the rural parts of Canada should take a stand and say we don't have to be exactly like the cities. Yes, I mean, we want to run businesses from home, and I run a business from home very successfully. I use satellite, and it's not more expensive. It's actually cheaper than a lot of the Bell services.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those arguments are not, they don't cut it with me.
Right, right. And have you had a chance to speak with anybody from Bell Mobility about this?
It's very difficult. They won't, even at the information meeting, they wouldn't give us any business cards. They wouldn't tell us how to reach them. They're hiding behind a consultant. So they hired an outside consultant, and he's the guy you have to complain to. And we have his email address, and it's on the website.
Okay. So I would strongly recommend that anybody that wants to have any more information on this subject, it is a subject of great concern, that they check out your website. And once again, the website is?
It's www.thecelltowers.org.
And what do they need to do before February 22nd, this Saturday?
They need to write a letter to this Mr. Minotti at Bell and say, we don't need this. Ask questions. Say, why do they feel that they need it? And say they don't want it. And copy Industry Canada and the elected officials. And the sample letters are on the website to make it easy. And if they have any problems, contact us and we'll help them.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with April O'Donohue. Thank you so much for informing us about this subject.
Well, thank you for your interest. It's really appreciated.